Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually even got to the point now when somebody starts arguing me, prove your facts. I go, now.
All right, what do you say, Joe? What do you say to that?
You didn't prove yours. Mine, you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC. Nothing.
Hey, Joe.
But I hadn't been forgotten, I Joe.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-735-7325562. Look, get involved, get engaged. Truly be, as I always say, right? Truly be part of the conversation. And because I want you to find out what the conversation is about, that would be really nice, right? Know what you're talking about, know what the conversation is about. It just seriously will make a major league difference. I'm telling you. Anyway, yeah, a lot to close up this week. You know, I love doing this at the end of the week, talking about the all the stuff that we didn't really finish off, that we're waiting for somebody else happening during the week. Now, in the last hour with Sonia Schmidt, we were talking about the homeschooling and the rise in homeschooling. And you have people all over the place trying to explain this away and truly trying to say, well, teachers are getting paid enough money or they're moving from this area to that area because, no. If you look at the states, you look at who runs the education system in these states where homeschooling is rising like crazy. And even in the areas where they aren't, you know, it's rising, but not like crazy, or it's rising, and they're Republican governors. A lot of these parents that I talk to, they don't want their kids subjected to all this stuff. They don't want them in the Middle East fights. They don't want them having to deal with things that they don't think are right. They should be taught in school. You know, you got Washington State, almost 35% increase in 1 year. South Dakota, I like that one, 94% increase in 1 year. California, 78% increase 1 year. Right, this is a big deal. Right? I like the D.C. one. 108 for D.C., New York 103, Rhode Island 91, Massachusetts 55. I mean, big numbers, aren't they? These are people that are pulling their kids out of school, regular school, and homeschooling them, teaching them at home, teaching them in what they're referring to as co-ops. Now, getting accurate information sometimes is tough in some states, right? They don't require notification when families decide to educate their children at home. They don't monitor those students either to see how they're doing, which I don't really have a problem with. Most parents want their kids to be educated. All right? They're going to do what they can do. They're going to do the right thing to make sure their kids are educated. And, you know, parents, I think you should be involved in your child's education. If you can homeschool them, great. If you can school, you know, what they're doing out here in some areas, they're calling them educational co-ops. We have parents that come together, groups of parents that come together, maybe under a church facility or what have you, and they're teaching those kids. And the areas that they don't really have any strength in, they themselves can hire or ask for a science teacher to show up or a whatever teacher to show up to help out. And it's done. It's done frequently. Kids are getting a great education. And you know, that whole social stuff that they say, you know, kids need to be able to socialize. Can't be socially awkward. It's bad for them. Yeah, whatever. Anyhow, they socialize there with their groups. Now, Washington, D.C., right? They saw 108% increase in homeschoolers. That was, you know, there were only 88,000 students enrolled district-wide in 2021, 2022. And it just keeps growing. You know, people see what went on during the break. And you know, the bad part about it is, when you try to talk to these people about this, I'm talking about the people on the left, they just call you stupid and ignorant that you don't trust the teachers. I'm going, yeah, of course they don't trust the teachers. When you try to ask a teacher, when you try to talk to an educator, I won't even say a teacher, an educator, about some of these things, you're trying to talk to them about what's going on with your kid. And they treat you like a moron. I've been teaching for 25 years. Don't tell me what I should be teaching them and how. Oh, why not? I got to live with that kid when you're long gone. We had a child of ours that was having trouble. Went to the school for help on several occasions. Again, it's part of what got me paying attention to the schools. They were telling me he was reading at grade level. He was doing fine. Leave him alone. He's not going to be an A student. Well, at this point, he wasn't even an F student. I think the books that were given him to read when he was in the sixth grade, he's reading at a fourth grade level. Barely. And I ended up having to pay the money to fix that, which was wrong. We pay taxes for that. Anyway, it's just so irritating that an organization, an agency, something you have to send your kids to, and they can put you in jail for not, something you have to send your kids to, you're stuck, even if it's failing. I mean, come on, you go to the subway station, you try to take the mass transit. You go to get on the bus and you look at it, you look at how rickety it is, how bad it is, you got a bad feeling in you, and you don't have to get on it. They don't arrest you for not getting on it. But if you don't send your kids to school, if you don't educate your kids in some states exactly like they tell you, you could end up in jail. We'll come back, we'll talk a little bit, maybe a lot, I don't know, I've decided yet. We'll talk a little bit about the Target now, having Pride Month. That's exciting. Be back in a few minutes.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried. The left rear wheel he was on.
I look around the room and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. Get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the solution. I say it all the time, and I say it because I want you to be part of the solution. I want you to step up. I want you to do the right thing. You know, if you head over to you want to help do the right thing, right? Get the right gift for your honey, head over to MyPillow.com, MyPillow.com. Mike Lindell's got out of his way to make it easier, not easy, but easier for us to make money, for us to pull in some bucks here to keep the show going. And I don't mean it that way. You know what I'm saying? But and I don't mind because Mike's a good guy. He's a patriot. His money goes to fighting for causes that you and I believe in. Stop buying from those people who hate you. Stop buying from those people who manufacture the product in China. Right? China? Really? You really want to feed those people? Keep feeding them? Yeah, not good. So you go to MyPillow.com, use promo code Joe. I don't care what you're buying. You're buying robes. You're buying slippers. You're buying pillows, pillowcases, any of that stuff. All right? Well, you'll get 30 to 70% off if you use my promo code Joe, MyPillow.com, promo code Joe, 30 to 70% off. In some cases, you buy one, you get one free. But you know what? You won't figure it out. You won't know. You won't know what you need till you go to MyPillow, MyPillow.com. All right. Target CEO kind of stuck his foot in it, although I don't think he ever took his foot out of it from the first time. He suggested the backlash that he's getting, the retail is getting or got back in May over its LGBTQ pride displays, was the first time some team members claimed it was not safe at work. Now, this is the first line where I call garbage. So you're telling me that all this time when we see these videos of these people doing smash and grabs, running into your stores, stealing stuff, running into members, you're telling me they felt totally safe back then? Because if they did, I'd have to call you a liar. I don't believe that for a second. Cornell appeared Thursday on CNBC where that explains the whole thing. He discussed declining sales, particularly following the protests and critiques of its Pride Month merchandise. Now, while on the topic, he insisted employees felt more unsafe during the controversy than they did during natural disasters and violent Black Lives Matter protests. No, I don't buy it. He is lying. There is no way. So he does the Pride thing like this. People decide they're not going to come and shop there because of it. Yeah, that's very unsafe. I can see that. As opposed to BLM members, the people running in there, pushing them out of the way, smashing glass, pounding on each other. Yeah, that I could see the big difference there. Do they not see how asinine they look? Can they not hear how asinine they sound? Anyway, he said, this is my 10th holiday season at Target. He said, I've been talking almost every quarter during those 10 years with you, the news person. He said, we've seen natural disasters. We've seen the impact of COVID. Some of the violence that took place after the George Floyd murder. But I'll tell you that I saw back in May is the first time I've seen in this job where I had store team members saying it was not safe for them to come to work. Right. Again, I don't believe them. It's particularly ironic that he would talk about safety in terms of his employees. He has made his stores unsafe for people. Really. You talk about bringing their own children in. They don't want to have to answer questions around certain things, not at that age. Why do you have, if you don't have kids, this is what I love. I talked to a few people this week about the transgender issue for other reasons. And they were talking about, kids, and these people didn't have kids. And I said, I hate to say this to you, but you can't possibly know what it's like to deal with a young kid when you don't hear, when you don't have them, and you don't have them 24/7. And again, talking about safety of his employees. Now, when your little 4-year-old or 5-year-old hears somebody talking about transgender, how do you explain that to them? If you don't have kids, you don't know how hard that would be to do. And then if you try to, and they look at you and go, well, does that mean I'm a boy or a girl? I mean, I talked to a psychologist this week, one who's far from being right and conservative. And he said, look, a lot of little boys want to be just like mommy. And they'll tell you, no, I want to be like mommy. I want to look like mommy. I want to be like mommy. We start cutting them off, start giving them hormone blockers. What do we do with them? No. It is a phase that lots of kids go through. It's not the time to be doing that. And he's the one who made Target stores unsafe for children. I mean, really? And he wants to deflect all that, blame it back on customers who have a different opinion on the gay and lesbian and transgender group, crowd, whatever. So he's blaming you, the customer, for the mistakes he made, for the marketing mistake. You are too, and this is true fascism. They won't admit it, but it is. It's true fascism when somebody's going to tell you what you're going to buy, how you're going to buy, what you're going to put up with, and what you're going to tell your kids. We don't do that. We don't want to do that. You're putting us in positions to have to do it. But Cunard defended the move despite facing a new backlash from LGBTQ organizations. Now, well, they're mad because he's giving in to extremists. It's funny because any white person, any Christian who doesn't agree with this stuff is an extremist. And that's okay. For them, it's okay. Right? But when you've got these drag queens reading the kids, shaking men, shaking their bare cheeks and the butt cheeks in the face of kids, that's not extreme. No. That's entertainment for a 4 or 5 year old. Especially when you look at their pictures. They're not laughing. They're horrified. Anyway. He said, but in an environment, we said, look, let's focus on de-escalating the issue. He's talking about the pride wear. Right? And we talked to talked about it. We'll manage these moments very differently. He pushed back and he said, look, claims that the store was selling transgender bathing suits for children and that the store partnered with a devil worshiper is just not true. Well, it is true. We'll talk more about that inside the break. It was true. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The White House is not endorsing a general ceasefire in the conflict between Israel and Hamas. Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre.
Now is not the time for a permanent ceasefire. We've been very clear. It would benefit Hamas.
given them time to regroup and plot a new attack. Or new attacks.
The Biden administration is, however, advocating for temporary humanitarian pauses in the fighting to facilitate the delivery of aid into Gaza and the release of hostages. Anticipated holiday spending is poised to reach unprecedented heights this year. According to the National Retail Federation, holiday sales in November and December are projected to reach around $960 billion. Recent maps provide insight into the regions that will experience the heaviest snowfall this winter. Researchers at the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration have updated data on the areas most affected by El Nino. John Schaefer, USA News.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
About to screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus, they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God, they're like flying television.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5568. Look, get involved, get engaged, right? Be part of the solution. That's what I want. Just want you part of the solution. Makes it a lot easier all the way around. And you know how it goes. You know, it's really not that hard. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-55. Okay, we're talking about the Target CEO. First of all, flat out lied, you know, again, about people saying that the store was selling transgender bathing suits for children and that the store partnered with devil worshippers in Pride Designs. Now, I don't know if he's playing word games here or what. I'm just trying to understand. Because we saw the transgender bathing suits. We saw a few guys who went in there and took pictures, or a few people, I shouldn't say guys, took pictures of the transgender bathing suits. All right? They didn't just take pictures of them. They showed you where how to do the tucking process, where the tucking stuff was there. Right? And, you know, I mean, my God, at 5 or 6 years old, really? You need to tuck? What are you tucking? Anyway, let's get past that for a minute. And then he talked about the store partnering with the devil. Oh, we didn't partner with a devil worshiper. Well, let's talk about that. If the artist that they partnered with isn't no devil worshiper, he got it up on his website, or got it up in other places. Now, Target can say, well, we didn't partner with him because he was a devil worshiper. They might even say, we didn't know he was a devil worshiper. I don't know. But the reality, honestly, is that if you do your homework and you pay attention, then you know. And that was the problem with them. They didn't do their homework. Right? Just ridiculous. And then they want to put it on the regular people. It's everybody else's fault but theirs. They don't even know. They got great marketers. then they would know what they should put on the shelves and what they should advertise, what they should, where they could get away. They probably could get away with that stuff in downtown New York, in Los Angeles. Oh, definitely in San Francisco. You know what I mean? They can get away with all that stuff there. So why not market it where they need to market it? I don't want to do it at all, but that's on me. I don't own the place. I don't have stock in the place. Now, I love when they say that. We did not market those swimsuit stores to transgender kids. Well, if you have suits, swimming suits that favor transgender kids, that have accommodations for transgender kids, then how can you say you don't market them to transgender kids? Right? I'm asking. Because these are word games they play. That's why you have to be very, very careful. He went on to say they worked with a company, the UK-based brand Aprilin, for Pride Month. Now, the brand has displayed merchandise with messages such as, Satan respects pronouns. Hello. Gee, I wonder what that meaning has. The designer of that particular item, Eric Carnell, he's got satanic beliefs espoused all over the internet. So like I said, these are games they play. Right? Now, I love this stuff. The Carnell, the quote-unquote Satanist, he says, well, you know, Satanists don't really believe in Satan. He uses a symbol of passion and, listen carefully, he uses a symbol of passion and pride. Hello? And liberty. Right? Now, what I love about that, if you're a Christian, you know exactly what all that truly means. It was his pride that got him in trouble. He wanted his throne to be above God's throne. He had the passion to fight for it. And liberty is doing anything you darn well please without any, in this case, right, without any bumpers, without any guards, without any foundation. And he goes on to say, for me, Satan is hope and compassion and equality and love. So naturally, Satan would respect pronouns, of course, because he wants you to do whatever you want to do to get yourself so deep into trouble, so deep in the sin, that you feel like you could never get out. And when you get that deep into sin, when you get that deep into misery, if you would, that's when suicidal thoughts start to kick in. That's when you're sitting there going, God would never want anything to do with me, even if you did believe in God at that point. You don't know all the stuff I've done. You know how bad I've been. God loves everybody. I believe that. Doesn't love what you're doing. Won't respect what you're doing. He will tolerate but not accept what you're doing. And there will be a price to pay for that. This guy goes on to say, you know, Satan's deity or Satan. Now, see, think about what he's talking. He's talking about the different variations, the different visions and viewpoints of Satan. He calls him specifically, calls him a deity. Well, what is that? Anybody know what that means? Yeah, he's a god to these people. In his own mind. It's interesting. So he says, you know, he's a mixture of genders and beings and ideas and existence. This all sounds like New Age stuff, doesn't it? And it is obviously tied into this. Now, Target pulled Carnell's merchandise from the shelves. He called it a dangerous precedent, pulling my stuff off of there. Why? Because he believes in all this. He wants to push all this. Now, he called him a deity. He wants to push satanic stuff. We call our God the deity, if you would. And we can't even talk about him in school. Right? Just, again, to me, just amazing. The hypocrisy shines. It's right there in your face. And they just totally ignore it. Well, and they do it on purpose. They don't do it because they don't know any better. That's not true at all. And I'm hoping it does. I'm sorry for you stockholders. About time you get rid of the stock, maybe. I hope it does blow up in their faces. And I hope it blows up to the point where it costs them a lot of money, and even the CEO may have to, you know, step down at this point. It's amazing to me. We keep letting them get away with it. And it's wrong. Now, those on the left would say, you know, hey, aren't you guys all about freedom, freedom of expression, freedom of this, freedom of... Sure. Sure. No problem. As long as it's equal. You guys are always talking about equality. Right? Equity. Equality. Whatever. You get all these buzzwords you like to use, but not for us. No, 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 no. Nope. Not interested in that. I just find it... What's a better word? Help me out here, guys. Entertaining. Yeah, I like that. It's entertaining at best. 855-ROAD-SHOW. 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Appreciate the time you're spending with us here on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting. There was a live chat room at JoeMessina.com. JoeMessina.com, you know, smarter people than I are in the chat room. I always say that. You know why? Because I mean it. Right? I can always tell when I'm boring. When I'm being boring, they'll let me know in the chat room, believe me. What else we got here? Oh, yeah. Rashida Tlaib's at it again. She's accusing Biden of genocide. Isn't that great? Yeah, in Gaza, she said it needs to be a ceasefire. He won't push it. He's part of the genocide. Right, it needs to be a ceasefire. Based on what? If you're talking about humanitarian, we found out today or earlier today that the Jews, right, the nasty Israelis, whose enemy went in there, killed 30 of their babies, cold-bloodedly, did all this time, ultimately killed 1,400 Israelis, Jews, and there you go. They're going in and feeding their kids. They're going in and making sure they have food. Even though they've told them to leave because of what they were going to do. Makes no sense. They are out of their minds on the left. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it?
I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code George for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
Your host, always a pleasure. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the conversation. Okay, we're talking about Rashida. Yes. I'm going to be nice. Relax. Rashida Tlaib, she's accusing Biden of genocide. Right? She wants him to do a ceasefire or else. I don't know what the or else means. Just days after she was given a pass for her anti-Semitism by her fellow Democrats in Congress. It's funny how fast they are to point their finger at Republicans for doing a lot less. But when Democrats, they got these squads, maybe they're afraid of them, I don't know. Maybe they're petrified it might happen to them. Seriously, Tlaib posted an incendiary Gaza ceasefire video on Friday. She accuses Joe Biden of supporting genocide in Gaza while featuring video of pro-Hamas marches in the United States. What a mess we're in. Right? She calls it From the River to the Sea, and No Peace on Stolen Land. Well, it's not stolen land. Tlaib warns Biden that he will lose her support as well as other pro-Hamas Americans in 2024. Realize, nobody cares. I wouldn't want the support of pro-Hamas people. Right? Would you? Seeing what you're seeing, would you? So the video is posted with this caption. POTUS, the majority of American people are not with you on this one. No, it's not true. Like I said, I would love to have been able to find out which one of those people were truly American citizens and which one just got here over the border. Yeah, you heard me. I don't really care what you think. When you look at this, when you look at what's happening there, when you really understand what's going on, you have to stop and say to yourself, oh my God, you know, what are they doing? Look at these people. All right? I mean, seriously, let's just be honest about it. You look at the people in those caravans and the lines. You look at who's coming over the border. And then you look at who's in these cities, in the major cities doing this. Now, the video opens up with Joe Biden flanked by Kamala Harris, saying, we stand with Israel, and cuts the footage of explosions in Gaza, followed by the images of bodies in the streets, blah, blah, blah. I wonder if she shows the bodies and the dead people from the Hamas attacks. I haven't seen the video. I wouldn't give it a view. Right? Now, we've got pro-Hamas marches in Michigan, Pennsylvania, in Ohio, Pennsylvania, Ohio. You listening? Most of these people couldn't even tell you anything about Palestine. Or the Palestinians. They couldn't. Now, they could tell you what they've been taught in school, that Israel's an occupier, by hardcore left-wing radical teachers. Remember, we've done this story before. In regular schools, the liberal teaching force to the conservative teaching force is like 32-1. I'm sorry, I apologize. It's like 12-1. In the universities and colleges, it's 32-1. It's just amazing. The National Security Council spokesman John Kirby saying, you know, look, innocent civilians are getting to be hurt going forward. I wish I could tell you something different. I wish that wasn't going to happen, but it is. It's going to happen. And he's right. You know, the Israelis actually put out flyers and said, hey, get out of there. We're going to bomb it. Now, they decided to leave, not to leave. Not, it is not Israel's problem. Unlike the 1,400 that Hamas killed with no warning. Right? Those innocent girls that were at a dance. They're kids, for that matter. And they didn't just kill them by accident. Or they didn't just kill some. They paraded them around. How much more evil can you get? Tlaib comes back on camera after all this, addressing Biden. She goes, we'll remember this in 2024. Right? Joe Biden supported the genocide of the Palestinian people. The American people won't forget. Now, I wouldn't even care what they had to say. I mean, look at them and go, yeah, okay, that's nice. The motion to set the Tlaib vote was introduced by Rep. Marjorie Taylor Greene. It was tabled in a vote, 222-186. 23 Republicans joined the Democrats. There's no reason for it. I'm sorry. No reason for them not to vote for this. Anyway. And when you look at this stuff, when do you call them out? If our own party won't step up and call people out, or call out these atrocious things that they say they want to, our party will say, hey, I want to come after this. We need to do something about it. Well, then do something about it. Stop talking about it and actually do something about it. All right, let's try another one. Let's see if I can make myself crazier here. Oh, here we go. House approved the, I have more stories in front of me than I know what to do with, okay? The House approves a resolution condemning anti-Semitism and support for Islamist terror organizations on college campuses. Here's the 22 Democrats and one Republican refused to denounce these acts. That's right. I don't know how do they live with themselves with this stuff? How do they think that this is okay? Right? As Politico reported, the House resolution, I guess it was resolution number 798, is introduced by Representative Burgess Owens. Now, he heads the House Education and the Workforce Subcommittee. The U.S. Senate last week approved a similar measure. The resolution denounced a number of protests in support of Hamas' October 7th attack on Israel. These included the Day of Resistance organized by National Students for Justice in Palestine and pro-Hamas. If you're on a college campus and you're supporting a pro-terrorist organization, an organization that's on terrorist watch lists all across, not just this country, all across the globe, really. There are some countries that won't let Hamas members in or anybody even smells like they belong to Hamas in. Not us. But if you think you belong, if we can prove you belong to that group, you're gone. First of all, if you're an immigrant, you don't get to stay. You came here to follow the law to do the right thing. If you're a club that wants to support a group that wants to wipe out true genocide, wants to wipe out the Jews, yeah, you're gone. It's that simple. The students, this is really sick, on some campuses that were protesting, they were chanting glory to the martyrs. Glory to our martyrs. Wow. That's anti-Semitic. Explain that to me. How could that not be anti-Semitic? Right, they call for violent eradication of the Jews. So they've got to stop. These have to stop. And some of these people, you're not going to get some of these people to change. But to the Jewish community, you keep voting for them. I just don't understand you. Right? You got Maxine Waters. Done absolutely nothing for the black community out here in California. She votes against us. Right? It's, again, amazing. I'm lost. I'm just lost for words, really. That doesn't happen to me often. I'm lost for words. Anyway, Joe Mazzini, your host. Look, have a great weekend. Always appreciate your time with me here on the show. Appreciate you checking in. You know, being what I say, or love to say, being part of the solution. Let your friends, your loved ones, your unloved ones know about the show. Head over to JoeMazzini.com. JoeMazzini.com, right? You can sign up for the newsletter. All kinds of stuff happening there. And last but not least, last story, I promise. an appeals court today, at the end of the day, they froze Judge Chutkan's gag order against Trump. It's about time. Trump's attorneys went to court to try to lift down, not the gag order, with that old freaky guy, freaky judge. But a three-judge panel at the D.C. District Court of Appeals froze, Chutkan's gag order. Right? So Trump is no longer under gag order under the D.C. jury. Or charges until November 20th when it's actually heard by the judge. Hey, God bless. Have a great weekend, people. Don't do anything stupid. Want you back here with me on Monday.